Hello, and welcome to this recording brought to you by the British Council.
Wales and St David by John Russell. Gwnewch y pethau bychain. Do the little things that you have seen me do and heard about. Famous saying by St David. March the 1st is St David's Day. In this week's Learn English magazine, we look at who St David was and the country of his birth. Over 14 centuries after he lived, the great country of Wales, Cymru in Welsh.
Who was St David?
St David, Dewi Sant in the Welsh language, was the grandson of Ceredig, king of Ceredigion, and son of Non, who was said to be King Arthur's niece. In his life, he was a Celtic monk who helped to spread Christianity through the west of Britain. He founded many religious centres in Wales, and even travelled on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem, where he was made an archbishop.
Why was he famous?
He and his followers were famous for being ascetics, which meant they abstained from any pleasures to help make themselves closer to God. He was given the name Dewi Ddyfrwr, David the Water Drinker, because of this. It was said that he only ate simple food and drank only water all his life. Although he lived in the 6th century, most stories about him were written over 500 years later. One famous story describes when he was speaking to a large crowd in Llandewi Brevi, and he made the ground rise up so everyone could see him.
Where was he buried?
He was made a saint in 1123, and St David's Day has been celebrated in Wales since this point. St David is the patron saint of Wales, and the monastery he founded in Glenrothes is now the site of St David's Cathedral in the modern city of St David's, which was begun in 1181. Bones found in the cathedral recently are thought by some to be those of the saint.
Are there other Welsh icons?
Wales has many historical stories and traditions. The legend of St David, the original Celtic tribes, even King Arthur and Merlin are linked to the history of Wales. The Welsh language is also one of the oldest languages in Europe. Some people claim it is the true language of the Britons, as it existed in Britain long before the Romans arrived.
Is Wales only famous for its history and tradition?
Although the leek and daffodil, traditional national vegetables and flowers, are both linked with Wales, and the Welsh celebrate St David's Day every year, it is not a country set in the past. Wales is a country that celebrates its past but looks to the future. Education, sport and tourism are just three important aspects of modern Wales. And after the creation of a National Assembly for Wales in 1999, the country's international reputation is growing.
Education.
Some of the best educational centres in the UK can be found in Wales. With over 14 universities and higher education institutes, students can study many different subjects, from business management at the University of Wales in Aberystwyth to Japanese business etiquette at the University of Cardiff. The Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama is one of the UK's leading centres for students wishing to follow a career in the performing arts. Future doctors, dentists and nurses can study at the University of Wales College of Medicine, based at the third largest hospital in the UK in Cardiff. A large number of students at Welsh universities are also from overseas.
Sport.
Ever since the first match was played in 1850, rugby has been associated with the country, and the Welsh national team is one of the best in the world. One recent development was the building of a new national stadium, the Millennium Stadium, which can seat over 72,000 people. Athletics, football, cricket, angling and many other sports are also very important and popular across the country. The Ryder Cup, a famous golfing competition, is being played in Wales in 2010.
Tourism.
Hundreds of thousands of tourists visit Wales every year for its countryside, historic buildings or its famous cities. If you enjoy the outdoors, Wales has over 700 miles of beautiful coastline. Or you can go climbing in Snowdonia or in the Brecon Beacons. If you are interested in history, there are many castles in Wales. One special castle in Llangollen in the north is said to be the resting place of the Holy Grail. from the large cities of Cardiff or Swansea to the seaside towns of Llandudno or Prestatyn, there is something for everyone. Even an entire Italian-style village built in Portmeirion in Gwynedd. Why don't you find out more about the country of St. David? Maybe you could come and see it for yourself.
We hope you've enjoyed this recording. To find out more about the British Council and the services we offer, contact your local British Council office or go to www.britishcouncil.org. Bye for now.